Obviously a disappointing result.
Yep.
Assessment of the performance.
Well, like, the game was in balance, like I just suggested to our press, is that if anybody was sort of homing in on goal, it was us in the first half, albeit from 18 to sort of 20, 25 yards. I mean, Ian Henson brought the line, got in the 6-yard box and missed the near post narrowly. And to be fair to Port Vale, he didn't have too many chances. I can't remember Josh Lillis having to make a save first half. But you come out second half, we've talked about the tactics of what Port Vale are trying to do. And, you know, quickly as the game starts, we concede a Y-free kick and it turns into a goal.
So just the 1 point then from the first three games. Keith said, you've said decent performance tonight, but how worrying is that you're not getting the points coming through despite the good performances now?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being really honest, tonight's performance is probably below the previous. So the players know that. But in terms of it being a concern, you can only concentrate on what we can deal with, and that's preparing to play MK Dons Saturday. And I see what goes on daily. The game tonight, if anything, we're edging it till the wide free kick goes in. The effort was good to respond to it, but in terms of the way we want to play now, we want to go about that, we went too long too early and it doesn't suit us. So we should have stick to task, play short, quick into play passes to penetrate, and we didn't do that tonight.
As you say, MK Dons on Saturday, big chance to get that first 3 points.
Definitely, you know, home game, massive club coming to town. You know, they've got a superb strike force, so we're going to have to be on our front foot to keep them at bay. And, you know, we're really looking forward to that opportunity.
Just finally, Keith Hill not here today. What's the story there?
He just had a medical procedure that, you know, he needed sedating, really. And the doctor told him he'd be fit for tonight. But when he got there, it turned out, he's got to give himself 24 hours breather.
So we'll see him back on Saturday?
Yeah, he'll be at work tomorrow morning, you know. But definitely, he'll definitely be back in the dugout for Saturday, yeah.